Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Q2 FY23 earnings conference call of KEI Industries Limited, hosted by Monarch Networth Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rahul Dani from Monarch Networth Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, Michelle. Good afternoon, everyone. I would like to start by wishing everyone on the call a very happy Diwali. We are pleased to host the management of KEI Industries today, and we have with us Mr. Anil Gupta, Chairman and Managing Director of the company, and Mr. Rajeev Gupta, CFO of the company. Let us start this call with the opening remarks from the management, and then we'll move to Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, and welcome to all of you on this earnings conference call. I'm Anil Gupta, Chairman and Managing Director, KEI Industries Limited. I'll give a brief about the Q2 results of the company. The company has achieved a net sales in Q2 FY22-23, rupees 1,608 crore against rupees 1,353 crore. Growth in the net sales achieved is 18.81%. EBITDA in this quarter is rupees 165.85 crore. The growth in EBITDA is 11.44%. EBITDA/net sales margin is 10.31% as against 11% in the same period last year. Profit after tax this quarter is rupees 106.9 crore against 91.98 crore last year. The growth in the profit after tax is 16.22%. The profit after tax/net sales margin is 6.65%. Our domestic institutional sale of wire and cable achieved is rupees 563 crore, which has grown by 38% compared to last year same period. However, the sale of extra high voltage cable is 46 crore against rupees 154 crore achieved last year. The overall growth in the institutional sale overall will be around 15%. The reduction in institutional EHV sale is mainly because non-clearances of certain orders from the utilities and the delay in inspections, but it will be normalized over a period of full year. Export sale this quarter is rupees 139 crore against rupees 129 crore last year. The growth in export is 7%. The total in cable institutional sale B2B contribution in the total sale is 43% against 48% in the last year same quarter. However, the sales through dealer network, that is B2C, was rupees 760 crore against rupees 580 crore. The growth in the retail sales is 31%. The sales through distribution network contributed 47% in second quarter against 43% last year. The EPC sale other than cable is rupees 91 crore, which is at par with previous year same period, rupees 92 crore. Out of the total sales of EPC, the EPC sale of extra high voltage, that means execution portion of extra high voltage cables, is rupees 21 crore as against 25 crore same period last year. The sales of stainless steel wire in Q2 this year is rupees 70 crore against rupees 52 crore last year. The growth is 35%. It is pertinent to mention that in all our cables and stainless steel wire categories, there is a correction in the input cost by around 20%-22% overall, because of the fall in copper, aluminum, and stainless steel wire rod prices. the result summary of first half of 22-23. The net sales of H1 of FY22-23 is ₹3,173 crore against ₹2,371 crore. The growth in net sales is 33.85% over a 6 month period. EBITDA is 329 crore, so the growth in EBITDA is 24%. The net sales margin is 10.37%. EBITDA oblique net sales margin is 10.37%. And the profit after tax for 6 months period is 210.66 crore, which is leading to a growth of 32.41% compared to last year, same period. The profit after tax oblique net sales margin over 6 months is 6.64%. The domestic institutional cable sale, the growth is 26% compared to last year. The sales achieved is 1,035 crore. The sale of extra high voltage cable is 146 crore against 183 crore last year. Decline is 20%, but it is due to the delays in inspection and clearances from the utilities. Over a period of full year, it will be normalized. Export sale in H1 is 386 crore against 222 crore last year. So the growth in export is 74% over 6 months period. The total cable institutional sale, B2B, in the first half is 46% as a contribution in the total turnover, as against 49% last year. Similarly, the sales through dealer network has grown to 1,412 crore against 967 crore. So the growth in B2C sale is 46%. We are in the process of strengthening our dealer oblique distribution network. We have added a lot of new strong dealers. The total active working dealers of the company as on 30th September 22 was approximately 1900. The B2C sale contributed approximately 44% of the H1 sales of this year against 41% last year. The EPC sale is 175 crore against 178 crore last year, which is at par. The sales of stainless steel wire in H1 is ₹131 crore. It's 100 crore last year. So the growth in the sales of stainless steel wire is 31%. We have pending orders as on 19th October, approximately 3,016 crore. In this, EPC orders are 706 crore. The orders of extra high voltage cable, which is cable plus EPC, is 611 crore. Domestic cable orders are 1,617 crore and export orders of cables are 82 crore. So the total is 3,016 crore. The rating, India Rating and Research, ICRA and CARE have upgraded our rating to AA from AA- for long-term bank facilities and affirmed A1 plus rating for short-term bank facilities. The book value per equity share of the company is 259.85 as on 30th September 2022, as against ₹236.98 as on 31st March 2022. The borrowing and operating cash flow. I'll just give a brief that the net cash as on 30th September 2022 is 109 crore. This is including acceptances. Net debt of ₹270 crore, including acceptances, as on 31st March 2022. During first half in FY22-23, the finance cost has decreased to ₹16.85 crore in the first 6 months, against 21.36 crore previous year same period. The percentage of financial charges on net sales has decreased in this period to 0.53% from 0.9% last year. The company has used operating cash flows for cash purchases, resulting into a substantial reduction of trade payables by ₹247 crore, including reduction in acceptances by ₹150 crore as on 31st March 2022. This has resulted in reduced finance cost. We expect a good industry outlook in the energy sector and the infrastructure. Increasing in private and government investments in energy intensive industries such as steel, aluminium, cement, refineries, etc. And the national infrastructure pipeline in important areas as railway, metro constructions, roads and highway, overhead to underground stations, ports and airports, etc. is leading to increased demand of wire materials. Similarly, the uptake in the real estate activities has also giving new opportunities for increasing demand for wires and cables. Such demand in the transmission and distribution sector and lot of new orders released by distribution utilities from the funds of REC and PFC for improving the T&D infrastructure and rural electrification will be giving significant increase in the demand in the next year, in the coming months and the next year as well. So this is the brief. Thank you very much for listening to me. You may now have any questions, whatever you have, we'll be glad to answer. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Rahul Agarwal from InCred Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Good afternoon. Firstly, one clarification on EHV. You said sales were low because of delay in inspection by utilities. Could you please elaborate what is really wrong with that?
See, normally these are very specific orders from transmission utilities of electricity transmission companies. So sometimes it is incidental that they delay the approval of manufacturing clearances in many orders because of ROW issues, right of the way issues. And also delays the inspections because of the these ROW issues, the clearances where the execution is to be done. So this leads to disruption of supply sometimes and the quarter on quarter performance.
But these are
saying, but overall basis, on the full year basis, it will be a normal sale and with a growth.
I understand, sir. These are this is India specific order, right? We are referring to.
Yeah. These are Indian utilities.
Okay, got it. So the 500-550 crore run rate for the full year should come back sometime in second half, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, got it. Sir, second question was more on the industry, not specific on KEI. What we understand is B2B has improved purely post COVID in terms of demand for cables. But B2C discretionary spending has been, relatively soft in first half due to inflation and, higher pricing and a lot of other issues. Obviously, for KEI, you've gained market share in B2C housing wires and hence your number growth is pretty high. But I wanted to get your thoughts on the industry. Do you think after this festive season, once you know that gets over, November, December, the B2C demand should hold up purely from an industry perspective, or you think the inflation will is still catching up on demand and hence the softness might come back?
See, I don't think, I'm sure that it will catch up. And so far as inflation is concerned, actually, there is already heavy correction has taken place in the metal prices and polymer prices. All the input costs have been corrected by close to on an average 25%. So I think the inflation effect has already gone. Now, if you compare the price, what it was 2 years back and what is now, so we can say it is an inflation. But I don't think that those levels will come back, which were 2 years back.
Right. So purely, so entire, you know, whatever RM benefits we are getting in cables, obviously is more pronounced. That is all passed through, both in wires. But discretionary spends, I don't think so much of benefits have been passed through, right? The price cuts have been not been very significant.
So in, from our end, we are always passing through the price corrections, whether in whenever it is lowered or whenever it goes up. So from our side, we are always passing through the prices. So, and whosoever is buying wire and cable, that is not a discretionary spend. These are the essential spends. So it is not something where the demand elasticity can be high.
Ladies and gentlemen, the participant has left the queue. We'll take another participant whose name is Akhilesh Bhandari from ICICI Prudential. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question, sir. So can you just give us the volume growth data for the quarter and for the first half?
In the first half, the volume growth is close to 25% with respect to metal, copper and aluminium both.
And specifically for the quarter?
For the quarter, I will give you. वो भी approximately 20% की range में ही है. So overall जो हमारा growth है वो H1 में पूरा और 25% ही है. Copper volume has grown by 26% and aluminium volume has grown by 24%.
Copper volume is 26% growth and
aluminium volume is 24%. Average is 25%. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sir, quarter two, can you also call out what has been the broad price correction which you have taken in both the B2B as well as the B2C segments?
In quarter two, also 23.69% volume growth.
No, no. The price correction, you know, comes gradually because there is always a backlog of orders for last 3 to 4 months, and similarly, inventory is also there. So the price correction may be around 10 to 11% in quarter two.
Correct.
Actually, वो तो ना थोड़ा ही lag effect होता है, देखिए हर 15 दिन में prices correct होने ही होती हैं, देखिए ऊपर नीचे दोनों side में, तो वो lag effect बहुत बड़ा नहीं होता.
And quarter one had seen a destocking impact in the channel. Now, can you just comment on what is the inventory level according to you at the dealer level?
In your world, that is a destocking. As I earlier also explained to everybody that on an individual level, each and every dealer distributor holds only 25 days to 30 days inventory. They are not holding more than that. So they can defer only for 20-25 days inventory. But ultimately, in a quarter, they have to buy. So ultimately, average comes out the same.
No one, but when there is a lot of volatility, they defer the purchases for days, thinking that the prices will come down, and they even advise the customer maybe to hold on if they can hold for 10-15 days or 3 weeks.
That's why our growth is there, no?
Yeah. Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, the line of Mr. Rahul Agarwal has been connected back. May I request Mr. Rahul to proceed with his question?
Yeah, thank you. You know, the question I had was on CapEx. We did about 26 crores in first half. Does this delay impact KEI in terms, you know, in any way in terms of meeting its growth guidance? And, you know, why is there a, so much delay? I thought, you know, we would end up spending like 200 to 50 crores this year.
Actually, this land which we are procuring from the farmers, so that is getting delayed. So in the meantime, what we did is basically we have created a new brownfield capex by investing around 35 to 40 crore in our Silvassa new plant, wherein we are adding approximately 500 crore of capacity for low tension power cable, which will be ready by within this quarter only, third quarter only. So it will take care of the growth for the next financial year. So as we have earlier guided, that in this financial year, we will grow close to 17% in this financial year because lots of orders we are having and the current industrial scenario. And in the coming year also, we will be taking care for 16% to 17% growth with this brownfield capex. In the meantime, next 2-3 months, that will also clear for the land part. So that again will be on track.
Got it, sir. This helps. And last question, sir, capacity utilization, it would help on cables, housing wires and stainless steel. That would be all from my side. Wish you guys a very happy Diwali.
Happy Diwali.
Thank you very much for the Diwali greetings. The capacity utilization on an overall basis is around 75 to 78% at the moment.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahul Maheshwari from Ambit Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good afternoon. I have two questions. We have seen or heard from the past peers that during the quarter there was a judicious price revision that had taken place. The same has applied for you guys also, that the passing of the prices to the dealers and because of the cut in the raw material price has been lower as compared to what it should be. First thing, and second thing, can you give some color on the channel financing which has happened on the active dealers which is there? That's all.
Yeah, channel financing, we are doing almost 55% to 60% dealer distributor. And as of today, 113 crore is the recourse. But otherwise, the total utilization is close to 250 crore.
So far as price, you are saying that price reduction was lower. You know, price reduction is always gradual. There are two reasons. One, we are always having inventory in our depots and stocks, so we can't lower the prices immediately. Number two, even dealers are having inventories in their shelf. If the prices are lowered, you know, suddenly, they will also incur loss.
That is a trade practice that is going on actually. So on the trade practice, we are doing it.
And also on the active dealers, can you give color how much the growth rate is there what is the internal guidance which you are taking?
Close to 10% number of dealer distributor we are increasing year on year basis.
But besides increasing the number, we are strengthening the existing dealers in terms of their size and helping them to grow.
And can you give throughput of the dealer? Means, as you said, every 15 days price is getting revised, the dealer has to buy it because of the inventory day. What kind of throughput improvement you have seen during the years for the mature dealers? Which is
you see, without increase of throughput of the dealer, how can we grow our sale of 31%?
I'm not doubting on the throughput. I'm just asking the number and the throughput.
Oh, because each and every individual dealer distributor sale is also getting increased. As our approach is the three-way approach, we are working on the retailer, we are working on the electrician, and we are working on the dealer distributor. So while we are holding the electrician meet every month in each and every city of the country, so the electrician goes to the retailer, and the each month the retailer sale we are getting increased. Then we are also working to increase the number of retailers under each distributor. Then the third front, we are increasing the number of dealer distributors. As you said that earlier we were having close to 1700, now we are having 1900. So it's a three-way strategy, increasing number of distributors, increasing number of retailer under each distributor, and increasing the sale of retailer month on month to the electrician.
And just follow through this, earlier you had said that 4 to 5% was the price gap between you and the peer on the higher side, wires and cables on the retail side. How much that price gap has been taken place or still it remains the same?
Still that price gap is there. As we said that until the next year, we will maintain that price gap. Once we achieve our internal target to reach 50% contribution to the dealer distributor segment, which we have achieved right now 44%, and by end of year, Anil's target is to reach 45% in this year, and next year by 50%, then only we will be going through that.
But there is no price gap so far as cables are concerned. The price gap is only in the wires.
Wires.
Yeah, which are sold to trade.
Only house wires.
Only house wires.
Sorry for extending the question. Any, apart from the transmission and distribution utilities company, any private sector demand revival, any color you are witnessing on many of the segments, whether it's data center or etc.?
Yes, we are seeing very good demand from data centers, which are coming up all over the country. Secondly, the demand from cement industry is coming good, and some steel industries are also expanding. But miscellaneous industries are also there where we get, be it in pharma or, very, very miscellaneous industry. I can't name any industry which grows.
Overall private demand which is there, not segment to segment, but what could be the kitty that you have identified through these segments which you have told?
I think that there is a good demand coming up from private capex in the industries.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much and wish you a happy Diwali to the entire team.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akshay Kothari from Envision Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah. So our exports would be mainly on the institutional side?
Yes, export is mainly from the institutions, mainly for institutions.
So do we have any plans to increase the distribution presence on the exports front?
No, we don't plan to start the distribution in the export, in the other countries, and because what our observation is that if we sell through the distributor, they load too much of margins on our prices, and we are pressed. So our strategy is to directly get our approvals from the projects and sell to the EPC contractors over there. So we don't sell it to any intermediary over there.
Okay. So the CAPEX, are we acquiring agricultural land and then we'll convert it to NA?
Yes, that's right.
So we won't face any headwinds because there are sometimes clearances delay to convert to NA, so it takes a lot of time.
So it will take some time because in the Gujarat there is a defined process, so that will not be a problem.
Okay. And sir, some of the competitors, though they are not that much significant, they are coming up with e-beam facility. So is there any significant advantage which e-beam wires have over the traditional ones which we are in?
No. In some segments like railway coaches or engines, they are describing that process has to be e-beam. So that is on, otherwise in solar wire, we are selling a lot of solar wire, which are has to be TUV certified, whether it is manufactured on CB lines or on e-beam. So we are not losing that market at all.
Okay. And sir, on the geographical distribution you have given, so I guess we had expanded a lot of distributors on the eastern side. Though the revenue contribution in the quarter is still 15%, which used to be that. So are there any headwinds which we are facing on the eastern front or something like that? Because we are expanding our distribution network, but it is not getting reflected in our revenue.
Actually, we are appointing distributors not only in eastern side but also in the southern side, because our contribution from both the markets are low as compared to north and west. So we are now appointing, which will be resulting in the coming years. But at the same time, our north and west is so strong because the contribution, they are also increasing equal amount. So that's why the contribution is not increasing.
Okay.
Even on the higher base, from the north and west, we are still growing in the same way.
Okay. And sir, I think Anil sir did explain this point in the last call, but still I have a little bit of conundrum regarding this. The gross margins, if I look around 5 years back, were around 30%, and today it's around 25%, owing to the EPC contribution and some price volatility. But sir, going forward, is it like the operating leverage which we are deriving, we'll be compensating it in our gross margins and gross margins would reduce? So to grow, in a way, we'll have to reduce our gross margins, but it won't affect our EBITDA margin. So is there something like you go by the gross margins? Yeah.
Any contract, whenever we are selling, it's selling on the basis of the EBITDA margin. Because gross margin in a clubbing of the sale, because we sell aluminium cable, we sell copper cable, we sell EHV export, 400 type of products we are selling in a year. So gross margin of each product is different, but while it is combining, so it is looking like different actually. But on a EBITDA level, it is almost same, close to 10 to 11% range bound. So that is basically focusing, and our focus is also there only.
So my question is, if our gross margins would stabilize at this level, and considering the
gross margin, are, I said, for different products are different.
Okay.
So that's why while we are publishing the result, it is on average, it is a combined. But for each product, the margins are different, gross margin. Because if you talk of wire, there are only three products like PVC compound, copper, that's it. But if you talk of cable, then there is aluminium, there is a galvanized steel wire, there is a lead. So it is not comparable actually.
Okay.
So while the product mix getting changed, these things you will get changed actually.
Okay. Thanks a lot and wish you happy Diwali.
Thank you. Thank you. Wish you happy Diwali.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Srinidhi from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on good set of numbers. So my first question is on the guidance front. Would it be possible to update us, sir, on revenue and guide and margin guidance for the full year 23?
Earlier guidance, that we will grow close to 17% in this current financial year, and our EBITDA level will be close to 10.5% on a full year basis.
And we are retaining that guidance, right, sir?
Yes, we are retaining. We are quite hopeful that we will.
Yeah. Second, sir, I want to understand, is export business appears like, well, overall revenue has been surprised us, but export business appears like a bit soft, and sequentially it has gone down. So any reasons are there?
Actually, this year export business is increasing substantially. The first half sale is close to 366 crore, which is 74% up from last year. And the present order going is very, very good, and there will be a, we will be able to maintain a substantial growth in exports in this year compared to last year and even in the coming years. There is a jump of 74% in this in first 6 months compared to last year.
Yes, sir, I know, but I think I was asking more on a sequentially. Is it like some of the orders, shipment got impacted, something like that, or it is expected to be a bit lumpy, like some quarter would be very strong, right? And there could be some softness. It's just that I just want to understand that.
That always happens because, as I mentioned, we are, exporting our products to overseas countries into the projects. So sometimes, in some quarters, the projects clearances are stronger. In some quarters, you know, due to delay in shipping the cables by the client or some other issues, it may be lesser. But overall, we expect a very substantial growth in this year. But I have said that 74% is this, and we should be able to maintain this momentum in this year.
Okay, sir. This is really helpful. And sir, I have one more question on order book. I know you have shared order book numbers. So is it possible to share what are typically order inflow numbers for a quarter?
Order?
Inflow numbers. Like I know we went from I think
2007. Last quarter maybe order book our position is level 2500 to 3000 crore. So that means the sale of new orders. That is how
it is an institutional business, right? I should just take the institutional
business. So that is not covered in the order book.
Yeah, in the retail orders, which is through B2C, are never included in the order book.
Okay, yeah. And sir, in the 3000 crore order backlog we have, typically what percentage of order backlog will have a pass-through of commodities?
Because only 10-15% orders which we are from the government side, that is only the price variation class. But otherwise, you know, under the institutional orders are under natural hedge because it is ordered to be supplied within 3 to 4 months time. And we are having inventory of 2 to 2.5 months time. So practically it is almost under natural hedge. Little bit impact is there, but otherwise natural hedge.
Understood, sir. And last one, if I may, sir, I think we are guided for some 100 crore release of retention money. Has that been earned this in H1?
Yeah, well, EPC division, because last year we collected additional 150 crore. That's why it is reflecting in the storing side of the receivable also, which has gone down substantially. Again, this year, close to 100 crore additional will be coming from EPC division, whatever it is due. So again, the receivable cycle will going down. So from 2.9 months time, which was last year, the receivable period, which will go down this financial year wise, if I talk at the end of balance sheet, close to 2.4 to 2.5 months.
Right. Okay. And the last one, I just want to understand, there's a bit of a divergence in the profitability of the cable companies, right? And I understand it comes from business mix and it comes from the way copper is procured, whether it's a derivative embedded or not. Just want to understand, in case of KEA, we don't do hedging. And in that context, is it fair to say that in first of all this year, probably our retail distribution driven business would have suffered on profitability a bit?
Yeah, little bit because of the inventory. If prices are going down, whatever inventory is close to 100, 150 crore finished goods inventory we are carrying on in depot. So it affects around 0.5% to 1% in that particular quarter. But as I said, in the future also, in the past also, when price goes up also, goes down also. So ultimately on a full year basis, it is averaged out. That's why we are saying that now the prices are stable. And we are quite hopeful that on a full year basis, we will be maintaining 10.5%. So this means the EBITDA margin in future quarters will go up.
Right. And the same phenomena is much less pronounced in the institutional business, right?
Institutional business, it is a pass-on business, na? Because we are having order book of 3 to 4 months.
Yeah.
And we are having inventory also. So that is under natural hedge, actually.
Understood, sir. Understood. Thank you for answering my all the questions and all the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Harsh Shah from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, thank you. Could you please provide the interest cost breakup for the quarter?
Interest cost for this quarter is very less, but I am giving you the figure. So you can note down the figures.
Yeah.
Thank you. for this quarter only?
Yeah, for the quarter.
Quarter, the term loan interest is 0.17 crore. Working capital interest is close to 5 crore. And LC interest is not there. And bank charges on LC is 0.25 crore. Bank charges and bank guarantee is 1.67%. And other bank charges like processing fee, etc. is 0.43 crore. So total is 7.6%.
Sure, sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Devansh Negotia from Simple. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, can you just give an overview of the demand scenario right now? So we have been guiding 17% for the guidance of sales growth. But overall, how do you see the demand environment right now?
See, as Anilji has explained, the demand from the transmission, distribution, railways, road, metro rail projects, solar projects, refineries, cement projects, and underground cabling projects. So these are the few. Apart from this, now government is more focusing on the PLI scheme, where lots of manufacturing companies are coming to India. So then now government is focusing on the airports in almost in all the D-class cities. So these are the few indicators and few industries which is leading to the demand actually.
Okay. And how would be our working capital days in the institutional cable business?
See, in the receivable side, linked to institution, it is close to 2.5 months. But while we are selling to the retail, because of channel financing, it is hardly 0.5 months.
Okay, less than 15 days. Okay. And in retail wiring, how are you seeing the demand?
In retail, as we have guided that we will grow close to 30 to 35% for a full year basis. But we don't see any challenge for that.
Okay. So this is it from my side. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone now. The next question is from the line of Nikunj Somani, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. I need one clarification on your institutional segment. That in this segment, you sell your products directly to the customers or through channels?
Institutional side, we are selling directly. It's a tender-based business.
Directly to the customers.
It's a high entry barrier case. Lots of approvals are required while we are selling to institutions.
Directly to the customer, either to the utility or the industry or to the EPC contractors.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone now. The next question is from the line of Chirag Fialoke from Ratnatratya Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir. Thank you for taking my question and wishing you a happy Diwali and congratulations on the great set of numbers. Just one clarification, sir. This quarter, given the price correction in the commodity side, could you quantify what kind of inventory write-down would have happened, or is it minimal?
No question of inventory write-down, because in the same quarter, whenever price goes down, so the next month is after the price correction, inventory gets sold. So it is automatically reflected to the sales price.
And that's basically because overall we only keep 2 months of inventory, so within a quarter we have the overall turnover.
Yeah, automatically it get adjusted. That's why the 0.5% margin gets impacted now.
Understood. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And wish you a happy Diwali.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Yeah. So, thank you very much for joining this conference call. I would like to wish all our investors a very happy Diwali and a very prosperous New Year. So, if you still have any questions, you may reach out to us for any clarifications. thank you very much for sparing your valuable time to talk to us. Thank you.
Thank you very much and wish you happy Diwali to all.
Thank you. On behalf of Monarch Network Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your line.